USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The governor of Kentucky says there are over 100 people still unaccounted for in the aftermath of severe storms that brought tornadoes to the state. As of now, 74 people are dead, with 12 of them being children. This as Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says people are helping each other out in this time of need.
I don't think we have a single person who's without a home to go to. Even if they lost their own home, they're going to neighbors, to friends, to a state park near there. We believe we've got shelter for everyone.
The University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine releasing a study saying 34% of children in the United States had insufficient or unreliable health insurance prior to the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
A dire and gruesome report is out on Afghanistan from the UN Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights. Nadia al-Nashif says so many Afghans are starving and they're going to extremes in order to get food.
People in vulnerable situations, notably women-headed households and children, are being pushed to take desperate measures, including child labor, the marriage of children to ensure their survival, and, according to some reports, even the sale of children.
And Afghan's envoy from the former government is accusing the Taliban of committing human rights abuses like targeted killings and enforced disappearances since they've seized control in August. The NFL is mandating coronavirus booster shots for team staff members who work closely with players. More COVID cases have been reported this season than last year, despite the vaccination rate of players being over 94%. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is proposing his 2022 budget.
Florida is in a position to weather possible economic storms on the nation's horizon. Governor Ron DeSantis has proposed a $99.7 billion Freedom First budget for the coming fiscal year.
We're just going to keep on going. We promised we would do these things. When I became governor, we promised we'd tackle environment, we promised we'd be support for education, we promised for infrastructure, we promised to support law enforcement and so many other things, and we're delivering time and time again.
The economy is working on all cylinders, DeSantis said. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Rogel Aguilera Medeiros is sentenced to 110 years in prison for crashing into multiple vehicles, killing four people and injuring many others while he was driving his semi-truck along Interstate 70 west of Denver back in 2019. Aguilera Medeiros gets emotional as he states his regret for the accident.
This was a terrible accident. I know. I take the responsibility. But it wasn't intentional.
He was found guilty on 27 counts, including vehicular homicide, vehicular assault, and reckless driving. He claims his brakes failed and he lost control. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.